106.3, The Facts.
Welcome back to the Schottenstein Center. Doug Jenkins and Butch Lommers with you here on 106.3, The Fox. The Ottawa Glandorf leading the Garraway Pirates in the Division III state final by a score of 18-12 after one quarter of play for a six-point advantage. Titans got out to a fast start. In fact, they were up 13-1 at one point, but the Pirates fighting their way back into it to pull within those six, and it looks like both teams have really settled into their rhythms now.
I believe that's the case. It took a while, but Garraway finally starting to settle down themselves. Titans again, nice lead to start the ball game out. And then they got a little careless with the basketball here at the end. One and done on some of the trips down the floor. Let's look at the stats as we have them here in the first quarter. Titans with five rebounds, four on the defensive end, one offensive rebound. Sugar Creek Garraway with five defensive boards. Turnovers, Titans with four and the Pirates with seven. Let's go to the shooting percentages. Titans 54% on 7 of 13 shooting at 2 of 4 from three-point range, 5 of 9 inside the arc. They're 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Garraway, 4 of 8 overall, 50%, and all their shots are of the two-point variety. They are 4 of 5 from the free throw line. And, Doug, that's the concern I have at this point. Titans off to a nice start, but they're in a little bit of foul trouble team-wise, and I don't think you want to keep the Pirates in this ballgame from the free throw line. Every foul from this point on is a free throw opportunity for Garraway.
That's a very good point. Colton Everett has 2 points. He's the only Titan in any sort of foul trouble. One apiece for Eric Brickner, Taylor Coleman, Brian Schmidtbush, and Luke Bellman. Back to the action we go. Garraway with the ball. Tyler Gerber has it right side. He'll pop a three from long range. Won't go. Rebound, though, long off the board to Chase Stengel. So we'll take it all the way back outside, left side now to David Gerber. Check that. That's a baseline jumper not going to go. And we're going to have a foul going against the Pirates. I think David Gerber going to be called for a push-off inside.
I believe you're right. They got the foul. Just a big shove on the boat. Jake Meyer is back, and he went flying. Titans will inbound it. That's his second foul now on Gerber.
He'll have to come out of the game, man. Heath Myers, a 6'4 junior, comes into the lineup now for the Pirates. Eric Brickner across midcourt now for Ottawa Glandorf, dribbling to his right. Wanted to give it to Meyer, but Meyer went by him, couldn't get to him. Back out to midcourt to Taylor Coleman. Coleman between the circles, right side to Jacob Manning. His defender went by him. Now he lobs it all the way into the corner. Jake Meyer, left wing for three. That one's going to be short, but a rebound pulled down by Taylor Coleman. Out to Eric Brickner. Brickner thought about spotting up for three. Now gives it back for Coleman from the corner for three. Knocks it down.
Hey, how about that? Taylor Coleman with his first three at state.
And now the Titans lead back out to 9, 21-12, with just about a minute off the clock here in the second quarter. Tyler Gerber going to bring it down the right side all the way to the baseline. Takes it out to Myers. Working around back out the perimeter to Chase Stengel, who's picked up by Coleman. Left side, Devin Chee, will give the ball away and into the hands of David Gerber. Check that. That'll be Chase Stengel. Pulls it back. Pops a three. That one's going to be short. Rebound underneath. Popped away from Huntingford. We've got a loose ball, and it's going to remain Garraway possession as Coleman had a hand on it, but he fell on the baseline.
Substitutions in the game for the Titans. Shoemaker, Puttis, and also in the lineup is Brett Coleman. We saw Coleman play a lot yesterday's second half.
So the Titans with a 9-point advantage, but an inbounds pass coming in for the Pirates into Huntingford. He'll lob it out to Chase Stengel. Stengel bounce pass to Tyler Gerber. Free throw line, drives, penetrates, shot up, high off the glass, won't go. Rebound Taylor Coleman. Coleman got a little hung up, out to Puttis down the floor to his streaking Justin Shoemaker. Shoemaker puts it in for two from the left side.
That's great textbook, that fast break.
And the Titans lead back to double digits, 23-12 now on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. Ball pass over to Devin Shee, and now, Shee getting it right back. Meyer and Pottis go to trap him as he comes across the timeline. He'll give it up to Chase Stengel. Stengel out at the center circle, picked up by Meyer, well away from the bucket. He'll go left side to Tyler Gerber. Gerber looks down low. There's nothing there, but he's still well outside the perimeter. Over to Devin Shee now on the near side. Lob down low to Huntingford. Picked up by Shoemaker. Spin. There's a fadeaway jumper, and it rolls around, touches every part of the iron, but falls through.
That's a freshman with a big-time move.
Inbounds pass Taylor Puttis to bring it down the floor. No sort of pressure for the Pirates right now. There's a pass to Coleman. That's Brent Coleman to Justin Shoemaker, trying to force his way inside. Not there, so he'll kick it out to Jake Meyer, and he knocks one down from the left side wing for another three.
Oh, credit Shoemaker with the threat there. Double-teamed inside. That's the respect he gets. He kicked it out to the open Meyer, and you got to hit those threes. Jake did just that.
Titans back out to a 12-point lead now, 26-14, and a loose ball. The Titans force a turnover. Shoemaker with it. Going to take it into the middle of the paint. Dishes to Meyer on the alley-oop. He'll lay it off the window. Good for two.
Timeout. Garraway.
5:11 left to play in the first half of action. And on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard, the Titans are doubled up on the Pirates right now, 28-14. And we take timeout for PT Services. There's no better sports medicine than what you'll find at PT Services in Ottawa. And the Titans force the Pirates to take their second timeout of the half. And again, getting steals, the fast break, very impressive.
Oh, very impressive fast break on back-to-back occasions. Very impressive defense. First of all, you box out in the occasion before that, get the long rebound, kick it out to a man. He throws it down court for a streaking Shoemaker for the layup. This time, the trapping action at half court leads to an easy bucket as well. So Titans clicking on all cylinders right now.
Indeed they are, and they have the 12-point lead now on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. I want to welcome those of you listening online at 1063thefox.com. Of course, all games online at 1063thefox.com, and you can also download podcasts of previous Titan games, both regional games, available for download right now, and the state games will be coming this week. Titans right now doubled up, 28-14 on the Pirates. As we mentioned, it's been the defense forcing the issue, getting some great offensive pressure, but the Titans also knocking down some mid-range jumpers. We've seen Taylor Coleman, obviously he had three, but then they've been able to just spread the ball around. You just never know who's going to do it.
And Jake Myers continues his three-point onslaught. 4-7 overall for the Titans from three-point land, and they're shooting more than 60% overall from the field, counting twos and threes together.
Well, if there was any question about Tyler Gerber's ankle for the Garraway Pirates, I think it's been answered. He looks to be at full strength.
Pretty much. You see him slicing and dicing. He was very impressive with his spot-up threes yesterday, and he has yet to even launch a three. In fact, they're 0-1 from the field. Titans 4-7 from three. So it's been a major difference in this ball game right now. Those 12 points off those three-pointers is a big difference in our spread. 28-14, Titans lead. 5:11 left here, second quarter, state championship game from Value City Arena.
Exciting action here going on at the Schotten State Center today, as we've seen two state champions crowned already. Chillicothe winning the Division II game over Toledo Libby, and in the Division IV game, New Knoxville defeated Worthington Christian by 22 points. Seen some impressive teams, and right now the Titans are looking very impressive themselves.
That's a good start. Again, combination of players. Coach Leslie has already gone 10 deep in the bench, just as it advertised.
Inbound pass to Tyler Gerber as we get back underway. Pass back to Chase Stengel. He'll give it back to Gerber. Gerber lobs it to the middle of the floor to Huntingford right in the center circle. He's double-teamed, looking for a guard. Pontus stolen away from him. Whips it right back to Jake Meyer coming in from the right side. He hammers it home with a dunk.
First one all year.
That is. We've seen him attempt it a couple of times, but get blocked by fouls. That time, the Titans hammer one down, and they lead by 16. Back to the other end of the floor, Tyler Gerber trying to avoid a trap, takes it back around left side of the perimeter, gets it right back between the circles. Taylor Pontus picks him up. Gerber trying to settle his mates down, and now passes over to the right side to Brennan Mullett. Mullett will give it up to Caleb Hostetler. I believe that it no check that Chase Stengel. Stengel dribbling to the right side, bounce pass to Brennan Mullett here on the right wing, about 3 feet behind the three-point line. Picks up his dribble, now needs someone to get it away to. Heath Myers will bear him out. Myers going to give the ball off and a handoff to Stengel. Goes left, now back to his right. Gives it back to Tyler Gerber. Gerber's pass to midcourt, or to the top of the key, rather, is bobbled around, and we've got a jump ball. The possession arrow gives it to the Titans, who force a turnover.
Another turnover. That's number 10. Double-digit turnovers already. 4:02 left.
And again, the Taylors, Taylor Coleman, Taylor Pontus, they're just on every pass right now.
I think they took a lesson out of Eric Brickner's harassing defense, and they're showing great defense today so far.
Absolutely. Yes. Taylor Pontus will bring it down the floor, left side, going to give it to Justin Shoemaker, who's very closely guarded by Stengel. He'll take it into the lane, and his shot blocked by Huntingford, giving up some inches there. Huntingford comes up with a block, Shoemaker slow to get up. Action continues down on the other side of the floor with Tyler Gerber. Gerber backs it away from the perimeter. There's a skip pass over to Stengel coming along baseline, but he's cut off by Brent Coleman. He's going to pull it back out. Back out to Tyler Gerber with 3:30 left to play here in the second quarter. The Titans lead 30-14 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. Over left side, Stengel has it in front of the scorer's table. They're really trying to spread it out against the Titan defense right now. See if they can find a seam. And there's a pass tipped by Shoemaker into the hands of Pontus down the floor. And Coleman had it batted away from him. He nearly came away with the ball again, but Tyler Gerber comes up with it. Wow, Coleman just took another hard shot to the floor. And now they're going to get Brent Coleman for a foul as Tyler Gerber tried to make a way down the right side of the lane. Coleman Boy, he has had a rough three games here as he has hit the deck quite a few times. He got tangled up with a Pirate player and got upended, came down on a shoulder, it looked like.
He doesn't mind. That's the way he plays. He's all out all the time, and he's always on the floor. And I love the way he plays. A lot of spirit, a lot of competition out there, and just my kind of player.
Well, Brent Coleman guilty of the Titan foul. His first, team seventh, though. Now, what we thought was going to be an issue for OG is a lot of free throws for the Pirates. Doesn't start till 3:05 left to play in the quarter, so that's not too bad as what it could have been.
That's exactly right. They had six fouls coming into this quarter. It took them 5 minutes, but they finally picked up their seventh foul, and they still continue to play that tenacious defense. Luke Bellman checks out back into my ball game, and Meyer checks out, gets a nice hand from the OG crowd.
Gerber had knocked down the first free throw. He has 3 points today, all coming from the charity stripe, though. As he gets set for his second opportunity, trying to cut into the Titan lead. He'll knock down the second one, and they're going to get him out of the game here real quick and bring Caleb Hostetler in. So the Titan lead stands at 14, 30-16 on the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard. 3:03 separating us from the half. Taylor Pontus brings the ball across the timeline on the left side, now dribbles back to his right, picks up his dribble, going down low to Shoemaker, is batted away from him and out of bounds. I think Hostetler got a hand on it, but the Titans will retain possession.
Shoemaker Puttis looking for that senior-to-senior combination. Good defense by the Pirates.
That will be inbounded from the OG baseline. On the right side of the floor, Puttis to trigger the inbound play. Slaps the play in motion, inbounds it to Luke Bellman. Bellman had it batted away, but after Justin Shoemaker is able to tip it. Shoemaker makes a nice move around his guy, takes it in the lane, lofts it over the iron, and in good for two.
Like yesterday, Garraway has no answer for Shoemaker inside.
16-point advantage now again for the Titans. Their pass nearly picked off by Bellman over to Hostetler. Hostetler will pick up the dribble, and 10-second violation going to be called on the Pirates. They took too much time in approaching midcourt. Might have been a quick 10 there, but at the same time.
They were they went all the way over, took 3-4 dribbles, kicked it back the other side, held it for a while, dribbled up. Referees, his job. That's why he's back there to count that.
We're not going
to
argue with the call.
That's right. It's a 12th turnover on Garraway.
2:34 now separating us from halftime. Titans love the ball their side of the floor. Luke Bellman will inbound the ball into Eric Brickner. Back in the lineup for Ottawa Glandorf. Dribbling to his right. Now back to his left. Passes to Justin Shoemaker. It's picked up by Shee. Gives it to Brent Coleman. Right side, Luke Bellman. Bounce pass inside to Shoemaker, and they're going to get him for the charge as he took a hop backwards when he tried to put the shot up.
A little contact. We've seen a lot more than that already today, but the flop is what sold it. Caleb Hostetler with the defensive charge taken, and Shoemaker picks up his first foul.
Devin Shee will inbound the ball now for the Pirates in play to Caleb Hostetler. Gives it back across midcourt. Hostetler bobbled the pass right into the hands of Taylor Coleman. Coleman's going to spot up for a three in transition off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Huntingford. Outlet to Gerber down the floor to David Gerber, who comes up off the right side. Won't get it to go. Putback opportunity, no good. Second opportunity off the offensive board. Also no good from David Gerber, but he was fouled.
Titans, nice job defense, but they got to turn around and get the rebound then. A couple situations there where they did a nice job bodying up, putting the arm straight up. You got to turn around and get the man boxed out.
Taylor Coleman guilty of his second personal foul. Looks like Jake Meyer will come in for him here. With 2:03 left to play in the first half of action, first free throw for Chase Gerber is up and good.
7 of 8 so far from the free throw line for the Pirates. It's one of their bright spots. In fact, they've only had 5 field goals today.
32-17 in favor of Ottawa Glandorf with 2:03 left to play here in the first half. Second free throw is up, and that one also good for the Pirates, who continue to be hot from the charity stripe.
Still no press by Garraway. Eric Brickner will bring it up.
Brickner across midcourt, dribbling to his right, gives it off to Jake Meyer. Meyer going to his left to the free throw line, lost the handle on it, able to get it back, gives it back to Brickner in between the circles with under 2 to go. Brickner will go to the left elbow, swings it right side. Jake Meyer going to be called for a walk. He thought about the three, then thought about taking it inside and got caught moving while he did it.
Next time he won't think about the three, he'll just take it. That's 7 turnovers on Ottawa Glandorf.
Minute 45 now left in the second half, or second quarter rather. Inbounds pass is back towards the baseline to Chase Stengel. Stengel throws it right side to Brennan Mullett. Mullett had the ball picked away from him by Luke Bellman. Bellman diving for the loose ball, going to be called for a foul as he ran into Chase Stengel. And that's going to be Bellman's second foul. Now the Titans have 3 players with 2 personals.
And that's a 10th team foul, so it's 2 shots coming up for Stengel.
Well, they've got to the three-minute mark before committing their first foul here in the quarter. But that first foul in this quarter already put the Pirates in the bonus, and now they've got a lot of free throws possibly here in the last minute and a half.
Well, Titans just need to get out of this second quarter. Had a nice 14-4 run to start the quarter. First free throw up and good by Garraway. And now kind of slipping back to getting close to single digits again. 32-19. If Stengel makes this one, it'll be a 12-point ball game again.
So Stengel getting set at the cherry stripe. They're going to allow Heath Myers to check into the lineup now. Heath Myers, an imposing figure, 6'4", junior. He's got that tough look. Shaved head, goatee, looks like a big, scary guy.
Yeah, he's got the body to go with it, too.
Yes, he does.
Herber checks out. He had two fouls, so coach doesn't want him to get the third.
Second free throw also up and good for the Pirates. Stengel with 2 points now on the day for Garraway. Minute and a half left to go in the second quarter. Brickner brings it across midcourt. Dribbling to his right, now passes back to his left to Justin Shoemaker. Shoemaker looking low, now up high to Brent Coleman. Top of the key, dribbling to his left. Gives the ball to Jake Meyer. Meyer looking down low for Menick. It's not there. He'll take it all the way baseline himself. Ball stolen away. She came up with it. Down the floor, Tyler Gerber behind the back dribble. He's going to spot up for three in transition, and he knocks it down.
Timeout, OG.
Tyler Gerber, his first field goal of the game, makes this a 9-point game, 32-23, with a minute 6 left to go in the first half. And the Pirates seizing the momentum right now as the Titans getting a little bit slowed down in their offense.
A couple turnovers by Jake Meyer on the other end. Don't take any time. They're coming down the other way and scoring. What was a 32-16 ball game, 7-0 run for Garraway has made it a 32-23 game.
Second timeout. We take timeout for PT Services. There's no better sports medicine than what you'll find at PT Services in Ottawa. We mentioned just a few minutes ago, Tyler Gerber hadn't tried that stop and pop, and right there it was for three.
Right. Any indication on that ankle, that was a pretty good indication right there that it's fine. And we saw a 16-point lead dwindle earlier this morning when Libby lost it to Chillicothe. And the Titans had a 16-point lead at one time.
Eric Brickner brings the ball up the floor for Ottawa Glendore. 57 seconds left to go in the half. He gives it off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker going to drive the lane. Kicks it out to Jake Meyer from the far corner. Puts up the three. Knocks down the three.
Great set play out of the huddle. And Shoemaker draws the crowd. Kicks it out for the three.
Jake Meyer's third triple of the game. Down the floor, Tyler Gerber working on Brickner. Stops it at the free throw line. Bounce pass far side. He'll get it right back on the left wing. Now wing it over right side. Brennan Mullett with it. Mullett skip pass over to Devin Chee. He'll spot up for a three-pointer. Going to be left short, but a rebound is up and no good off the hands of Heath Meyer. And Meyer going to be called for a foul coming over the top of a Titan to try and get his own offensive board.
Another offensive rebound for Garraway. It's five already this quarter. And it's going to be only the fourth team foul, I believe, on Garraway. So Titans look to play for one. 27 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Taylor Puttis going to check in for the last possession here. As were Taylor Coleman, and Jake Menning will take a seat, as will Eric Brickner. Here we go. Jake Meyer will inbound the ball to Taylor Potest. Potest sizes up the defense as he brings it up the floor. Approaches midcourt. He'll be picked up by Tyler Gerber across the timeline, and Gerber going to be called for a reach-in and stops the clock with 17 seconds left.
Good job by Potest to protect that basketball. Gerber came after him. A lot of quickness on that side of the ball as well, but let us protect the ball. Picked up the foul on Gerber, his first team foul number five.
Exactly 17 seconds separating us from the half now. Jake Meyer going to inbound the ball. Has to lob it in play to Taylor Potest. Potest is going to corral it, and now he'll bring it back down the floor with 10 seconds left to go. Going to his left side, gives it to Justin Shoemaker. Between the circles, going to his right side. 5 seconds left, and the ball slapped away from him. Loose ball on the ground. Potest comes up with it. Did he get a timeout called, or do we have a jump ball? The whistle blew, still no signal. If it's a jump ball, Garraway will get it with 1.7 seconds left.
It's a jump ball, yep. Held ball. Possession arrow favors the Pirates. Another turnover on the Titans. That's up to 9 now.
Jake Manning will check back in for Taylor Coleman so he can't pick up a cheap third foul here with 1.7 seconds left. Titans lead 35-23. Trying to keep it that way here. Inbounds pass to Tyler Gerber. Gerber spins, puts the shot up. The heave, no good from a quarter court, and that will do it for the first half of action. On the Carmart Ottawa scoreboard, the Titans up 35-23. And we'll come back at you for the Ohio Farmers Union Diversified Insurance Halftime Show after these on 106.3 The Fox.